police officers are expected to uphold the law. But what the law requires isn't always clear-cut. For example, how law enforcement agencies interpret legal documents like warrants varies across the state. And what officers decide to do can have serious consequences. Wyoming Public Radio's Tennessee Watson witnessed one of those situations.
I'm on a ride-along with Albany County Sheriff's Deputy Jeremy Houston. We're rolling down a dirt road on the north side of Laramie, headed towards a spot where kids go to smoke pot after school. And sure enough, there's a little Toyota sedan parked just off the road, full of puffy white smoke. Houston parks, calls in his location to the dispatcher, and jumps out to check out what's going on, leaving me and his police dog behind in the truck. He chats with the three kids in the car for a bit. When backup arrives, he asks them to exit the vehicle so he can search them and the car, and he comes back to give me an update.
So he had a pipe, and the green container was full of marijuana, and she had a pipe in the back.
The two with weed on them are 18 and 19. They'll get citations for possession of a controlled substance. The third kid had nothing on her, so no charge. But because she's only 15, Houston has to release her to a parent or guardian. And it's when her mom shows up that things get interesting.
Oh, Jesus. Mom's got a warrant.
In case you didn't catch that, Houston says, Mom's got a warrant. What happens next baffles me. I watch out the front windshield as Houston hands citations to the 18 and 19-year-old, and those two, who are probably high, get to drive away. While at the passenger window, I watch tears stream down the cheeks of the 15-year-old girl as her mom gets cuffed and loaded into the second deputy's vehicle for a ride to the county jail. Luckily, her older brother came along with her mom, so she has a ride home. As we drive away from the scene, Houston explains what just happened.
So mom went to jail on a failure to pay warrant for on a no insurance charge.
No insurance while driving?
Yeah.
Okay.
She owed a $455 fine for driving without insurance, so the court had a warrant out for her arrest. And in Albany County, Houston says there's no way around that.
A lot of jurisdictions, traffic warrants,
Henry 3 registration.
The officers that are on scene have discretion on whether or not they want to release them or arrest them, but not our jurisdiction. Just 1 second.
If he responds to a victim of a crime who has an outstanding warrant, Houston says he'd have to arrest that person too. Farron Babbitt is the executive director of the Albany County Safe Project. She works with survivors of sexual assault and domestic violence, and she's watched clients be arrested at her shelter.
My experience has been that many times people don't realize that they have a warrant because it was maybe something really minor or something that in all of her trauma and in all of her chaos, she didn't remember or know about, and then she was arrested.
She says officers are generally kind and compassionate, but it can still impact a survivor's willingness to work with the criminal justice system in the future.
And then perpetrators are not held accountable.
Albany County Undersheriff Josh DeBree says that's unfortunate, but that's the way it is.
They have a warrant that was issued by the courts. It's not our decision to do something or not do something with it. So, you know, we're going to take care of it.
DeBree says jailing folks who already owe fines ends up costing the county money. But some say there's another way to handle warrants for those who don't pose a threat to public safety. Levi Dominguez is the patrol lieutenant for the Sheridan County Sheriff's Office. He says warrants do command arrest, but the state statute says otherwise.
It says a peace officer may arrest a person when the officer has a warrant commanding that person to be arrested.
Dominguez says the word may is what gives officers the authority to take in the whole picture when doing an arrest on a warrant. Like if an officer pulls a parent over with 3 or 4 kids in the car for a taillight violation and discovers an outstanding failure to pay warrant.
Something that isn't a threat to the community, I guess. So at that point, is it in the best interest of everybody to arrest that person, or is it saying, hey, you have a failure to pay warrant, you know, it's a $100 fine on a speeding ticket. Why don't you go in and get that taken care of?
Dominguez says in Sheridan County, they also call to alert people that they have outstanding warrants.
The community looks at us in a different way if we're calling them and talking to them about that versus arresting them right away.
Albany County doesn't call. It used to mail out postcards with warrant information, but Undersheriff Josh DeBree says it was a lot of work without great results. As for the mom who was arrested picking up her daughter, she says she didn't know about the warrant. I'm not using her name to protect her daughter's privacy. She says that night in jail only made it harder to pay the outstanding fine because the next morning she missed 2 hours of work.
So, yeah, it cost me some money. It cost me some stress. It cost my daughter some stress. It cost, you know, her going to school the next day and not being 100% because of everything that had happened. It's kind of a snowball and it keeps going.
She admits none of this would have happened had she paid her car insurance. But she says law enforcement also has a choice to help make a situation better or make it worse. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Tennessee Watson.